You just take up until World War II, there was very few televisions, and even though they listened to the radio, you didn't particularly pick up that accent all that you will connect with the picture.
Well, most of these birds on television, though, they've got a phony accent. They go to school to get rid of everything.
Yeah. And that's making it more or less general all over. It's coming...
Well, I think mostly, though, it won't be a matter of pronunciation. That is, the general pattern. They might get a different word. They might think that they're supposed to say guarantee instead of guarantee or something like that. Mm-hmm. But the general pattern won't change much. If they say cow, they'll always say cow, because that's just the general pattern of the country, just the way the trees grow on the hills and the rivers go down their courses.
Mm-hmm.
But it certainly wouldn't make a big impression on vocabulary.
Well, you'd seem to me like, since World War II, like I said, our folks came from Mississippi, and occasionally some of them visit out here. You don't have that old deep southern water talking about the chairs, and you know how like they did?
Mm-hmm.
Of course, like I say, those boys, they've been all over the world in the armies, and they've picked it up through television and all told.
I gotta go close my... The Consolidated School has done a great thing. Consolidated School, the Sears and Roebuck catalog, and these too, of course.
Yeah.
But these things that call for participation are the ones that really do it. Because if you want something from the catalog, you got to know the term, or else you got to do a lot of looking.
Well, a consolidated school, to me, though, doesn't pull anybody over 20 miles.
No, but it gets those kids out of the bottom.
Yeah, it pulls people 20 miles from here and 20 yonder to a central location, that's true. Yeah, you take right down here in this river bottom. They got school buses running in there now, and kids are going to school that used to be out there in the fields of working, because those men can't hire them to work during school days now.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you can't... They couldn't force these kids to go to school and not work. So they forced the man where... They picked where the man can't hire them.
Mm-hmm. How far would that be from here into the bottoms?
Oh, just a little ways up, all up and down this river between here and Fort Smith, you see.
Mm-hmm.
But, you see, they didn't have enough patrolling, enough truant officers, or enough something.
Mm-hmm.
They couldn't keep the kids from going to the bottom working. But now they've made it where you can't hire them.
Mm-hmm. Puts the pressure not only on the guy who hires them, but also on the kid's family.
Well, the kid's family is that... So many of them that work out like that during school,
yeah,
are the type wouldn't care anyhow.
He'd be happier if he could come along.
Yeah.
Well, what do you get your sugar in?
A little sugar sack.
And what did you used to get horseshoes in?
Well, of course, I never bought that many horseshoes, but the merchant boat still does, buys horseshoes in a keg.
Did you use those for other purposes than shoeing horses?
What?
Horseshoes?
Oh, we always use second-hand horseshoes to play with, pitching horseshoes.
Did I ask you what you'd call the amount of something that you could get in a wagon at one time?
A load of... Wagon load.
And if you got, let's say your wagon is filled with corn and you're going to take it to the mill, call that anything special?
No.
You familiar with the expression turn?
Oh. Now when we used to take a turn of corn to mill, and that was back when they loaded up, you had cornbread ground or flour mill ground. Yeah, we did that, of course, years ago. And whatever size, bag, bucket, sack you carried it in, then the